Vayter in Shasper and Daf Lamed Dalet, picking up at the very top line. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that there's a matzah where we have someone can be over four different things at one time, and therefore if you bring different chatos for each one, it comes up to 16. If you have two men and two women, each one bringing four, it comes at 16. Says the Gemara, top line, Aman haitana de islay, iser kolo v'iser mosav iser basachas. Who's the one who holds of all these different things that we're going to say that you can be chayev all four of these things? That's what you'd have to have happen in order to be chayev four. In our case of, let's say, two brothers, two sisters, Reuven and Shimon, Rachel and Leah, when Reuven goes ahead and he gets engaged, when he goes to marry Rachel, she becomes usher to Reuven's brother, Shimon, for two things at exactly the same time. One is Eishes Ach and one is Eishes Ish, right? So that's known as Bas Achas. And then Shimon goes ahead and he marries Rachel's sister named Leah. Now Leah becomes... Leah's other sisters become usher to him, known as Achos Isha, and Rachel also becomes usher to him as Achos Isha, even though she was also usher to him for other things, that's known as Isser Kolel. Now, then we know that Rachel is allowed to be with her husband Reuven at the time, but then she becomes a Nida. She's now usher to her husband because of Nida, and she's also usher to Shimon because of Nida also. This is known as Isser Mosif. So which Tana holds that all these ideas work together, that you have Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif, Isser Basachas, everything's happening together. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rabbi says, Rabbi Meir he, it's Rabbi Meir Detanan. As we learned in the Mishnah, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas, a person can eat one thing, v'chayev aleha arba chatos v'asham echad. You can be chayev four different chatos and one asham. What's that? Tameh sha'achal chelev. You have a person who's tameh and they eat chelev. Chelev is stuff which you're not allowed to eat. Part of the animals, not allowed fats which are asher to be eaten. So tameh sha'achal chelev. V'hu no sar min amugdashin. And the chelev is no sar from hektish. We know hektish that if it's left over, if it's not eaten in the proper time, then it has to be burned. So that stuff is not only chelev, which is asher, but also hektish. B'yom kippurim, and it's eaten on Yom Kippur. Now you have four things happening at the same time. One is the fact that you have a tummy person is not allowed to eat hektish. Another one is you're not allowed to eat chelev. Another is you can't eat noser. Another is you can't eat on Yom Kippur. So it comes out to four things happening on one matzav. So you've got to bring a chatas for each one of them that happened over there. Rabbi Meir Omer... Oh, sorry, and one more thing is also you have to bring a carbon, you have to bring an asham because the chelev that came from this animal is eaten, which is coming from hektish, that's known as me'ila. And what's up, me'ila? And therefore you're going to be chayv to bring an asham also. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi says, Im ha'isa Shabbos ve'otziya b'piv chayv. If it was Shabbos and he brought it out in his mouth, he's going to be chayv another one also for a hotza'ah. Rashi says it has to be on Shabbos because in Yom Kippur, carrying is not considered in Isser de Oraisa, Sister Abanan. So as the Gemara, Omerlo, they said back to him, Eino min Hashem. You can't, don't count that because that's not from the same Isser that we're talking about here. That's an Isser of carrying, not of eating. Everything else is in the same thing having to do with eating itself. Nonetheless, we see that Rabbi Meir goes on, he agrees with the previous statement. He was just adding to it. Okay, so now we go a little bit further. So we say the following. We know that we're going to see a question, just a little bit of background. We have Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer were Rabbi Meir's Rabbi, and really Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. And Rabbi Meir's Rabbi was Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi was Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So now they have a machlokas about something else. Let's say a person is trying to go do a mitzvah, and while trying to go do a mitzvah, they make a mistake. That mistake now makes them in intent, makes them a chayv kares. But they were trying to do it as a mitzvah. Are they chayev to bring a chatas or not? That is a machlokas. So now we want to try to figure out. This case that we talked about in our Mishnah was someone's trying to do a mitzvah. They're trying to get married and have a relationship with their spouse. And they did this aver while trying to do a mitzvah. So is this something where they're going to be chayev chatas or not? So we want to know. Rabbi Meir Aliba Daman, who is he going like? Is he going like Rabbi Yeshua or like Rabbi Eliezer? In other words... Well, we're going to see right now. Says the Gemara, "I alibed Rabbi Yeshua." If you want to say he's going to go into Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'omer ta b'davar mitzvah pater. He says, "No, a person who's ta makes a mistake with davar mitzvah while they're in the mitzvah trying to do a mitzvah, then they are going to be pater." So clearly, he can't be going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to see is about a bris milah. So we're going to come back to that in just a minute. But Rabbi, let me just tell you right now, the machlokas is the Masechta Shabbos. If a person's ta b'davar mitzvah, they have two babies in front of them. One's supposed to be mal on Shabbos, one's supposed to be mal not on Shabbos. to make a mistake and they mal the one not such on Shabbos, on Shabbos. So what's going to be the halacha? So it's a tabit of our mitzvah. And over there, Rabbi Yoshua says that you're putter, and Rabbi Eliezer says you're going to be chayiv. So we see over here that clearly it can't be he's going contra Rabbi Yoshua because he says tabit of our mitzvah is going to be putter. It must be Allah libid Rabbi Eliezer is going contra Rabbi Eliezer. Period. Says Gemara. By same another answer you could say is the olam libid Rabbi Yoshua. Really goes like Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says tabit of our mitzvah is going to be putter. So and over here in our case our mitzvah we said obviously the person is going to be chayiv for these things. Says no. Kikam Rabbi Yoshua tabit of our mitzvah putter. When is it that he says the person makes a mistake when it comes to the mitzvah they're going to be putter? That's hani mili gabi tinokas. That's only by the reference in the case that we spoke about in Shabbos taf kuflam is that I think which is when it is by the baby which is dismano bahol because he's very pressed and he's very fashprumold. Rashi says shahaya tarid lomol as shel Shabbos kadesh shelo yavres mano. He was all his mane was oh my gosh and there's a lot of stuff going on. He got all confused and in such a case that's what we're going to say that person is going to be pater and you don't have to bring a chatas. Aval hai, but in the case over here where the person makes a mistake when he's getting married, kiven de ein zman abol, it's not zman which is rushing him to do something at Shabbos to do in the proper zman when it has to happen. You have time, relax, slow down, take it easy. Lo, then in such a case, you're not going to be putter. Even Rabbi Yoshua would say that a person is going to be chayiv in such a case, so we could even say it's going according to Rabbi Yoshua. Says the Gemara, hold on one second, are you telling me that Rabbi Yoshua says that a person when there's no time going on that he's going to be it's going to be chayiv. V'hari truma the ein zman abal. When it comes to eating truma, where it's not rushed, right? V'kapotan, he says the person is going to be pater. The tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, haya ochel b'truma. Let's say a person, if a kohen, he's eating truma. V'nodeshu ben grusha ben chlutzin. They find out that he's really a son of a grusha, of a woman that was divorced. Her mother was a divorced woman who married a kohen, and therefore he becomes what's called a chalul or ben chalutza. She had chalitza done on her, and therefore he's a chalul. Which means he's not allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv karen v'chomish. He says you have to pay back the amount of what you ate and add a fifth to it. Rabbi Yeshua poter, which is no, it's Talmud of our mitzvah. It's poter because you were trying to do a mitzvah and therefore you're going to be poter in such a matzah, even though it was wrong. Now, in that case, there's no bahul there. There's zman. There's no issue of time. And yet he still says it's going to be putter. So it must be that he's saying it's putter, even if there's no zman involved, and therefore our Mishnah must not be going like them. This is where, no. Ha itmar Allah. We said about that. Amar Rabbi Barbaye. Hacha betruma be'erev ha-Pesach haskinan dezman abahul. We're talking about truma on erev Pesach. When you have a time, you have to get rid of it before Pesach comes in. The zman is bahul, and therefore that's the reason why you're going to be putter. Otherwise, generally, you'd be chayiv. So we see that the Mishnah can be going like Rabbi Meir. Now says the Gemara, V'boy seima be'isar bas achas. We could say that we're talking about in this sir of bas achas. The things are happening at the same time. Valibid Rabbi Shimon, and it goes according to Rabbi Shimon that we saw before that at least he does maybe doesn't hold of the mosif or kolel, but he did hold of bas achas. Now, how do we work this out? Bishlama kulu, we can work it out. We can say the first three mishkachas lu de shavinu shaliach. How can we find that these are going to be cases that are going to happen at the same time? When there was a shaliach that was set up to go ahead and get the money and to give the money. V'shavu inu shaliach, like we said before, the two brothers give the two give a shaliach to go marry these two sisters, and the two sisters did the same thing. Upaga shaliach b'shaliach, and they ended up meeting shlichim, and they ended up marrying. Everyone got married at exactly the same thing, at the same time. Rashi says, v'chalu yachad ze al ze, v'ze al ze, iser eishas ish, iser eishas ach, v'achos isha, all happened exactly the same time. Ele nidos heichem ishkachsa. How can you find a case where there's going to be the issue of nida that's happening at exactly the same time. Rashi says, "But bas achas im kiddushin, because e kiddushin kadmu l'nidos of kiddushin before nidos. So zehare eishes esh v'achos ishta v'eishes ach kadmu v'sulo asin nidos v'chayel. It's not going to come on if nidos kadmu if nidos before and sulo before it lo asi eser achmina v'chayel. The other ones are not going to come upon it. So how does that work out? Amrav comes up with a great answer. Listen to this. Ready? And it doesn't have to be using the answer anymore of saying that there was a shliach involved or the two shlichim. It could even be that the brothers themselves got married to the sisters, and all four things can happen at the same time. Of Eishes Ish, Achos Isha, Eishes Ach, and Nida. Amrav B'Shofas Mitoch Shlosha Sar L'Achar Shlosha Sar L'Ichayvu Inhu. And mitoch shneim asar l'achar shneim asar l'chayvu inhu. What happened was is that these two brothers came to two sisters, and the two brothers are just about to turn on Rosh Hashanah, they're going to turn 13, and the two sisters are going to turn 12. So each one is not chayiv in mitzvos yet. The brothers go ahead and they give money. Each one gives money to their future wife. Reuven gives to Rachel, Shimon gives to Leah, and they say, we are married al tanai, that is happening on when Rosh Hashanah comes in. And what ends up happening is, and Tosis points out, it doesn't have to mean, well, let me first say it. And what has happened is they each become a nida right before their 12th birthday. Now, they're not chayev and nida at that stage because it's not, they're not chayev and mitzvos yet. But what happens is they're bleeding throughout until it then turns their birthday. Tosa says it doesn't have to be actually bleeding, but they can go to the mikveh, and obviously, so they're tameh. And in such a case, then everything happens simultaneously, that all the chiyuvim happen, bam. So that's why we say that we have such a circumstance that it could, that, yeah, that it could happen altogether. And it could even work in the world of Rabbi Shimon, who holds of this bas achishtikel. All right, beautiful. Zek, the next part of the Mishnah, Mafrishin Osam. We separate these women from the husbands 3 months in case they're pregnant to make sure that we don't have any issues with mamzerus, etc. Vaha ein isha masabaris bia rishon. This is going, I don't understand. But a woman doesn't come pregnant in her first bia. So if she can't become pregnant, then what are you worried about? Amar of Nachman, Rabbi Baravua, Shabolu Vishano. It means that they had Biot, and then they had a second Biot right away. So what happens is that you can say they can get pregnant. I, Ve'elahad, the Tana Rabbi Chia, Arikan Sheshesh Chatos. Rabbi Chia said that there's 16 Chatos in a case like this. But he was saying that they had Biot once and they did it a second time, so then it's not 16. Now it should be double that. It should be 32. Because you did it once, Chayiv 16. Do it another time, Chayiv again 16. So Arikan Sheshesh Chatos, Tlosin Vitartin, Havi. And there really is 32. Says, according to you, Eliezer, the Mechayev, a kol koach v'koach, tuva havian. According to you, we know that Eliezer holds that it's every movement, that if there's going in and coming out and going in and coming out throughout the movements themselves, you're going to be chayev as well. So you should be chayev a lot more than just 16. It should be, could be 50, 100, 2,000. It depends how many movements are going on over there. Ela, the Bekoch, Rishon Kachoshev, all there being Mechashev that they were evaluating, was calculating, was in 16 increments, right? So therefore, 16, it was Birishona that we were evaluated, but maybe it's talking about a case where it was a second B.A. immediately afterwards, and that's why I have to wait 3 months. Amar Le Rav Lirav Nachman. Rav says Rav Nachman, beep, turn the page. Lamedaladim Abbeis. Hi, Vaha Tamar, but be a Rishona Yibro. We know that Tamar, you know, ended up getting pregnant the first time. Rashi says, Mi Yehuda, Kedamar la Kamon, De Erva Onen, Shalok Kedarkan Shimshu. We're going to see afterwards that the Aaron Onen, there's a guy named Yehuda, Yehuda had a son named Er. He married to a girl named Tamar. He ended up doing bad things and he died. Then he gave her over to Onen. He did bad things and he died. And then she ended up coming to having a relationship with Yehuda and she got pregnant right away. So what do we see? That you can from the first time. And so Rashi points out, we're going to see in this second a minute ago, in a minute, I'm sorry, that Erva Onen, they did a bia with her, but only shaloka darka, which means not the normal type of bia from the other side. All right, so now it says v'ha tamar b'bia rishon yibro. She got pregnant the first time. Amale tamar be'etzba macho. What she did is she used her finger to make sure that she took out the what's called the hymen, in which case that she can actually get pregnant. Right, she says kol dem bia pascha pasuach. The pischa pasuach and her opening was open. Bahavaleke beis bios. It was like beis bios, even though it was only the first one. She made it as if the first one was actually like a second one. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak kol moachos shel beis Rabbi Tamar Shman. All the moachos of beis Rabbi, all those of beis Rabbi, they were called Tamar. Rashi says where am I? Oh, yeah, so they would take the basula, Betzbo Sein, Tamar Shman. They were the ones who would go and remove their basula, so they were called that. Velominikra Shman Tamar, why were they called that? Hashem Tamar Shemacha Betzbo, in the name of Tamar, that she did it also with her finger, and she took out her basulim, her hymen, in which case that they can get pregnant. Veha, Havu, Ervone. But what do you mean? What about Ervone? They had a relationship with her first, so what are you saying that this is like B'Yerushona? Says the Gemara, Ervone, Shimshut L'Kedarko, and they did it Shalokedarko. So therefore, her basulim were in place. May say, Frek the Gemara, Kasha, Kol Esim Barba, Chodesh, the 24 months that, the Brisa says the 24 months that a nurse, that a woman is nursing, Shetinek Yonek, the when they have relationship, man and wife, they could dash inside and then zara outside. In other words, let the seed come out outside. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, that is the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Right now, why is that the case? That's the case because We're worried that if a woman can get pregnant again while she's nursing. And if she does that, then the milk is going to end up being not as good for the baby that's alive, and the baby can actually end up dying from that. Long discussion, and we've shown him about this, and they're showing him about it. But okay, but for now, that's what it says to do. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Amru lo. So they said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Halolu einu elikam eisa erva onein. That's like Aaron onein. Says Rashi, Alma, Tamar, Pesach, Pesua, Chayala. We're saying here that somebody goes and behaves in such a fashion with a dashmi b'shim zarmi b'chutz. That's like an action of Aaron Onin, right? So, like, what are we going to do then? Question is over here that why is this? First of all, we saw the Gemara earlier. Just be mishamish kedarko and shomer p'sayim Hashem. Hashem will take care of it. So now the Gemara those comes out and we see that it must be the Aaron Onin that they did it in the normal way because they're dashmi b'shim zarmi b'chutz. So we're saying that if you behave like that, you're like Aaron Onin. No, it's like them and not like them. Kim, I say Ervonin was like them. The pasuk says, "V'haya imba el eishes achiv v'shiches artzan." It was that when he would come to his brother's wife, the gemet onin, he would waste it on the ground. V'lo kamay say Ervonin, but it was not like Ervonin. Dilu hasam shelo kedarka. They did it in a way which is lo kedarko, v'halcha kedarka, and this is done kedarka. In fact, the gemara bishlama onin, we understand that onin, what he did is he was motzizera. The chsiv beit says about him v'shiches artzan that he would waste it on the ground. El er minol. How did we know that er? What he did that he ended up getting killed. And he also died. Afu, Bosa Misa Mace. He ended up dying by the same Misa that his brother did. Excuse me, must be that they had the same behavior. Affecting Gemara Bishlamon, we understand why he didn't want to go ahead and get Tamar pregnant, who was the younger, who was the next brother. Mishum Lo Yazara. It will not be to him the child that was going to come. So he didn't want it to happen. He didn't want him to get pregnant. Ella er, my time of tachi. Why would he behave like this and not get his wife pregnant? It's just a gemara. Kedei shalotis aber. So she shouldn't get pregnant. V'yachish yofya. And it should take away from her beauty. Because he was so beautiful, he didn't want to lose that. Tana Rabbanan, frag the gemara, the lubalina strikes again this week's parsha. The pasuk says that if a woman and a man, they are together with one another. The full pasuk is the isha asher yishkav ishosa shivchas zara v'rachatzu b'mayim v'tamu ad ha'arif. A woman, if she's with a man and he has motzi zara, they're going to go to the mikvah in the water. Now, why is it the pasuk says that the isha asher yishkav ish osa shivcha zara? Why does it say the word osa? So they say, we dash from there, osa, prat lekala. It's coming to exclude akala. Rashi says, isha, v'isha, sher yishkav ish, osa, shuchazara, v'rachtu b'mayim, osa, miyato. It's coming to be b'mayit, prat lekala, delo bayi tevila, mishum tumas bia rishona. Because the first time, come on, she doesn't need to go to the mikwa for tumas bia rishona. Divrei, Rabbi Yehuda, zakazak Rabbi Yehuda, chamimorim, they say, prat le shalok kedarko. It's coming to include a case, exclude a case when it's done, shalok kedarko. Amalei hon berei, the Rav Nachman, hon, the son of Rav Nachman, said to Rav Nachman, leina kasav Yehuda, let's say that Rabbi Yehuda says, the one who said that osas prat le kala, and the Chum said, no, it's prat le shalok kedarko. Let's say that HaTorah chasa al tachshite kala, that the Torah was being careful for the women because she's all dressed up for her wedding. Is that what you want to say over here? That it's saying prat le kala because she's going to mess up all of her makeup? That's the reason why we say she doesn't go to the mikvah? Amarlei says, no, lefi she ein isha mitaberes mi bia rishona. Because a woman doesn't become pregnant from her first bia. Says Rashi, velo shichvas zera. It's not called zera, Karina Bey. The ein royli is lehazria. It's not able to go and have a children and give a child. Now, therefore, she hasn't become tummy. Now, Rashi goes on to point out that she hasn't become tummy also from touching Zara because it was inside of her. And in order to become tummy, it's stuff that you touch, but not stuff that's on the inside. Says Gemara, but my kamifka, what exactly is a machlok seen Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan? Rabbanan Tzavri, they hold Shifchas Zara is coming what? Prat Lahara. It's coming to exclude the case of Ha'ara, which Ha'ara is when the first, Rashi says, Shalo Yizriya, Ilaman Da'ar Neshika, Ilaman Da'ar Echnasa Satara. Ha'ara is a Gemara in Kiddushin. It comes up in Kiddushin in other places also about what's considered that a person had an actual relationship. Is called Bia. It's just Neshikas Aver, where the man's Aver touches the women's part of the body, or that it's achnasas atar, that the crown actually goes in. Either way, shivcha zar is prat la'ara, that if you do that, that's not going to be metamic, there's no zera yet. And osa, the word osa, is prat la shalokadarka, is coming to exclude a case of lokadarka. From Yehuda Savar, he holds shalokadarka va'ara mimishkaf zacha nafka. We learned that out from mishkaf zara itself, zera, and osa is prat la kala, is excluding the kala, period. Now, he also have an Rabbi Yochanan, kol shishasa achabayla esashana benises, any woman who waits for 10 years after her husband dies, and then she gets married again, shuv eni yoleda, she's not able to have children anymore. Right, so it's kind of like, use it or lose it, sister. Amar Rav Nachman, lo shanu el shein dayta linasa. That's only if she didn't have das that she's going to get married again. Right, if she does have das, then she will be able to. But if she didn't have das, and then she gets das, and she changes her mind after she loses it. Aval dayta linasa, if she has a mind, she's going to get married. Misaber, she could still get pregnant. Amar Rav Bas Rav Chista, Rav said to the daughter of Chista, who was his wife, she says, Ishto Durava, right? Little history. She was first married to someone named Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama died, and then they didn't have any children. He waited 10 years until finally, after more than 10 years, she married Rava. So Rava now says to his wife, Kamranene Rabbonin Abasrich, the rabbis are talking about you. Says Rashi, Shishalis Eser Shanim, Acher Baalech, Arishon, Virami Bar Chama Rava. You waited 10 years after your husband, and you still able to have kids. Amalei, she said back to him, Anad Daitai Alochavi. I always had my mind on you that I was going to end up marrying you, and that's why I was still able to have children. Hahida Asiela Kemi de Rav Yosef is a woman came from Rav Yosef Amelo. She said to him, Rebbe, Anoshis Yacha Bali Esher Shana Reality. I waited 10 years after my husband died, and then I got married and I was able to give birth. Amelo, she's back to him, Biti, my daughter. Al Tutsi Laza de Rechachamim. Don't start spreading negative rumors about the Chachamim. Tell me the truth. Amelo, she finally said, you're right. Lanachi Navalti. I ended up having a relationship with a guy in the meantime, and that's why I was able to have children. Amar Shmuel, we said you have to wait 3 months after and to make sure that the kids are not the wrong, you know whose kid it is. Amar Shmuel, Vakula and Tzvichas Lamtan Shlosha Chodashim, all the women, they have this relationship and they want to go, they want to get married, they have to make sure they have to wait 3 months until they end up getting married. Chutz, until the, because they have to make sure who it is. Chutz mi Gioris and Meshucheris Ketana. If you have a Gioris, a woman who converted, or if she is a Shivcha Ketana, a non-Jewish maidservant, then these two do not have to wait 3 months. Once they convert or they become free from being a slave, Aval Ketana Bat Sisa, but a Jewish Ketana, and she had a relationship and she wants to get married, Tzvicha Lahamtin Shlosha Chadashim, she has to wait 3 months. Says Rashi, Tzvichas Lahamtin, Mili Nasi Shlosha Chadashim, they have to wait 3 months, Acha Biyasa, until they can have a relationship, Chutz Megiyoris, Meshucheris Ketana, except for these cases, V'afakav, the Stam, V'kachav, Meshivcha Zonos, saying, even though I'm in the Stam, there's Zonos and sleeping around, Logos Rabbanim, Meketana, Lahamtin, Acha Tfilas Giyoris, Meshucheris Klum, they didn't make them wait after they got this Ketana. Umitka Amar Shmuel, Chutz Megiyoris Ketana, Mechalad, Kulan, the Kamar, A Ketana, Namika. It's also going to Ketanos of a Bas Yisrael. The Ketanos Bas Yisrael, Tzvicha Lahamtin. If you have forgot the love Bas Bonim, even though she can't have children, Ve'en Kan, Havchana, Bein Zaro, Shel Rishon, Lezera, Shel Sheni, Gazer, Ba, Rabbanim, Mishum Gedola. We're not worried to know whose baby is it, the first person, the second person. She can't have kids anyway. Still, nonetheless, where it goes, we made a Gzer because of a Gedola also. So she has to wait 3 months. Ubemai. Now, how was it that this girl ended up separating from her husband? Iba Mion, if we're talking about Mion, it's a Ketana, and she decides she doesn't want to get married. She says that, let me examine Shum Gedola, the Ingedola says Mion. Yeah, I'm Tuni, sorry, one more time. Iba Mion, Ha'amr Shmuel, the low bay, I'm Tuni, she doesn't have to wait. The Lekala Migzar, you don't have to wait, you have to make a Gzera, Mishum Gedola. The Ingedola, Yotzis Mion, because the Gedola can't go out with Mion. I, Va'amr Shmuel, the low bay, says that a girl who's coming out of Mion, she actually does not have to wait. V'ibe get, and if you're talking about a get, talking about a girl who left her husband by a get, so Amar Shmuel, Chad Zimna, Amar Shmuel, we already said this already, so why are you saying it again, Amar Shmuel? Me and Abo, ain't it Tzvich Lamtin Shloshah Chadashim, she did me and she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Nasan La Get, Tzvich Lamtin Shloshah Chadashim, she gave get, she does have to wait. So what exactly, who is he talking about here? Says Gemara, Ella Biznus. We all along thought we're talking about a girl who goes in and she was married and then she gets divorced and so she doesn't mean and she's going to somebody else, and that's the discussion. Then we're wondering why you have to say it again. The answer is we're talking about a girl that wasn't married, but rather it was a case of znus. And since she was in a case of znus in such a circumstance, that is what he's talking about here, that she has to now wait for 3 months. If she was a Jewish girl, she's got to go ahead and wait 3 months. But if she would be a non-Jew or she was Meshucheres, then she does not have to wait. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.